Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day. Thank you for listening and thank you for all the reviews that you've left for the podcast. And we are just doing some amazing things. We're all around the world now and I am grateful that we are in Malaysia because I visited there in the late 80s and was on a mission trip there. And so to know that there are people in Malaysia who are listening to this podcast just makes me so tickled and so excited. So yay for that. Today, we are in Matthew 5 in the Sermon on the Mount, verse 10. And we're in the NASB, the New American Standard Bible. And it says this: "Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, it's interesting that I just thought of Malaysia this morning as I was praying this prayer, but there is persecution all over the world, including that country. So I pray for those in Malaysia who are naming the name of you, who are proclaiming you, but they are in a culture that does not proclaim you. And so, Lord, would you be with them, those who have been persecuted? I pray for those countries around the world where folks have named your name and they've been thrown in prison, they've been beaten, they've been economically disadvantaged because they name your name and they are looking for a different country. They're not looking for their own country. They're not looking for, they're not looking at the here and now. They're looking at what's going to come in the future. They are more interested in the kingdom of heaven than their own kingdom here on earth. And that is instructive for all of us. Help us today to be more consumed by your kingdom than building our own, to be concerned by your platform than by building our own. Help us to look at the cross because that's the beautiful platform that you have, which is a cross of sacrifice and of pouring out and of servanthood to the degree that I just can't even understand. But Lord, let's bring it down to our level too, because not everyone listening to this podcast today is being persecuted for our faith on a large scale. We're not being beheaded for your sake. We're not being martyred, but we are experiencing little bouts of persecution throughout the day because of our worldview. So Lord, when we are in those places, when we are being ridiculed, when we are being slandered, when we are being made fun of for our faith in you and our love of you, help us to remember this verse that ours is the kingdom of heaven, that when we are being persecuted for you, it shows, it reveals that we are actually part of your kingdom. What great confirmation that is. It says, I can't remember if it's in 1st or 2nd Timothy, but it says, all who desire to live godly lives in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. So how cool is that? When we're persecuted, it's proof that the Spirit of glory rests upon us today. So don't despair if you're being persecuted. Rejoice. And James talks about rejoicing in those trials because they're gonna add up to the perfection of our faith and causing us to have endurance. We're supposed to count it all joy when various trials and temptations come against us. And then think about that idea that when we're weak, he is strong. It's so fun in 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10, where he talks about that, you know, Paul had this thorn in his flesh and he just asked God, please take that away. And those who are being persecuted are constantly asking that, I'm sure, please take this away, please take this away. And yet you say, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. And then Paul says, most gladly, therefore, I'd rather boast about my weaknesses that the power of Christ would dwell in me. And he says, I'm well content with weaknesses, persecutions, difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I'm strong. So help us to be well content with our persecution because it shows that we're doing something right. How cool is that? And Lord, I'm reminded of a particular persecution I've gone through in the past couple of years where I have asked you to remove that thorn and yet you have not. And I'm so grateful because in that thorn, it has caused me to run to you more times than I can count. And anything that causes me to run to you is a blessing. Even though it feels prickly, and even though it hurts, and even though there's misunderstanding there, and I wish I could clear it up, I can't. And so this thorn has actually caused me to pray for those who have persecuted, and it's been so good for me in the long run. So help us to embrace our thorns today. Help us to be mature about it, and help us to rejoice that when we're persecuted, it shows that you are with us and that we are walking in the kingdom. We are kingdom people. And Jesus, obviously, I pray this in your name, the persecuted one's name, because you surely understand that. You can come to our aid. I pray this in your name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am humbled and grateful that you're listening to the show. I cannot thank you enough. I wish I could give you a big, huge hug. So when life is overwhelming to you, when you are being persecuted, let Jesus know he loves to carry that burden on his sacred shoulders for you today. That is good, good news.
Hey, also today is World Wednesday, and I am really excited to welcome my friend Paul Napari from Northern Ghana, and he is going to pray based on the scripture in his native tongue, and it is amazing. Let's talk about the power of prayer. Just listen to Paul's prayer. You're in for a treat. So without further ado, here is Paul Napari.
Albarka bie wuntu zoruba nyer nahangune, dama naawun nam nyela bedene. Albarka bie wuntu zoruba nyer nahangune, dama naawun nam nyela bedene. Duma naawune, nsura. Kazan di yelwu shele, a kunon toss one on your now noon. Your now when a kundin yelle, Matio sabusura nu na pompia. Na la barca bin wunt zorbanier nango. Daman your now when nam yella betene. Duman surame. Nacheka darbaka can at the pan wunt zorum come yer nango. I yell was up. Forbidden the ya, Dumanawuni. Ban sabla tung banane, ban pira tung banane, larba onum tung banane, undumana won nirbinyar nahangu ayel mumulbusco. Can nirbinyar nahangu bubir son zo, zalakadurna, and zang dulu dulu kam, and zang yedan on the kam mumbiduno yans on the instrumana won noone, dumana won zoman number, dumana won zomten number. Nangishel kam zadim yetini nduma nsura wanyi nawumi. Yelang kan soara. Nduma nawum binsha kam dim bezim simni nyi nawun sani de biela polone. Ka binsha kam dadamna soa denti yi polo. Nduma nawune. Nahangu yole ya duyong opfune ka zoe. Inyerge gle ayel ngozo. Nduma nawune. Tim dulu dulu kam zahana sara. Ayel ngopfune. Tumdulo dulo kamza na sara ayel ngozo. Nduma na wunimbo shabba zamba manti yel ngo. Ngenda gwawane ya. Nduma na wune intu asarle. Bengat yene mishinara nama. Nduma na wune zomba nambwa. Nduma na wune zomba nambwa. Nduma na wune cheka ayel u. Maanya bensha adan tapsirba. Yehende biyem besurene. Nduma na wune yehemji besurene. Dumana on ka pansa. Dumana on te basu pjene. Cheka ba banzane. Halo kum nene. Cheka ba banzane. Ni na un sane. Dumana on ben sabri yel ngo karikyan genda. Nzamba na yin dumana on nune. Dumana on mu kamza hadir na hongu yel ngo zo. Nduma. Pansamba. Pansamba. Dumana on di cheka ben shi augu a yel uswele. Akunde pun toasle. Ne ben shi ankan den ne gu yel ngo swele. Den gil bwabani ya azaha. Pwe ka dunya na yise. Numana wun che karanan tal. Numana wun tapsinda dama nun suren. Numana wun ka zog ba nam waka telg ba. Nzan nirbe kaman meri la mo nga nune. Numana wune kwansmo. O yel kamza apfune kwansmo. O tun waza apfune numana wun kwansmo. Che karan duzo sa. Duhmo obwazo sa. Dumana wun cheka son debi yibobani ya ana ante son mabi Mary wotu tum ombo no tum bensha. Tapsimu wa suhre kakpansi de mwanama. Dumana wune nzang pasta nima. Nzang cheji tuunda nima. Zon zongil nima. Dumana wun banchan yiru wazun nima. Nzang bizan nga nune. Bambwone lahbal sungu mwolo nzang ban nga nune. Zalla kadur na. Nyonkonko nyamunda pansipa. Nduma nyonkonko nyamunda pansipa. Pansimba zala kuduna. Pansimba zala kuduna. pansin ba domin awon zan ba da lafiye yana nan a nune domin awon tun ba lafiye domin awon tun ba lafiye pastor na tun ba lafiye domin awon ne banye evangelist na tun ba lafiye tun so kam za lafiye mu kam za zan umanti a tuma tumbo domin awon pansin ba dede ba shi domin awon da kiyaba da biyam da ke kada afun falan won kiyar ne da biyam domin na awon an yela mun pansira cintanin ya yi mun shir da biyam na tumba nasara cintan farsu ne tumta nasara cintan farsu ne domin na awon ne kan mun kam za hamal ne ya no tuma tuma ne ma ne shir kam za ce kar pale ne ma ne shir kam za ce kar pale ne ma ne shir kam za ce kar pale tale mba tale 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 kampura.